More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Monday, and this is 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson. Great to have you here. Tonight, if you love cheese, you're going to want to hear what one of our guests has to say. Dr. Neil Barnard with us, the author of the new book, The Cheese Trap. He says it is a serious addiction. We'll find out why. I don't really believe it, but maybe he'll convince me. Also, how are Michigan farmers doing? They're now concerned about the new budget being proposed by the Trump administration. We'll get the details from the Michigan Farm Bureau. Let's begin, though, with the news of today. FBI Director James Comey testifying in front of Congress about this. Here's what he said.
The FBI is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And that includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts.
So just how big of a story should this really be? Dr. Herb London with us, president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of the new book, Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Dr. London, great to have you on WILS.
Well, always a pleasure to be with you, Michael. Thank you.
Yeah, this is, again, front and center. Obviously, Democrats want this to be a key focus. How big of a deal do you think this really is?
Well, it almost sounds McCarthyite. You know, when did you meet with this Russian? Under what circumstances did you meet with him? I mean, look, when Sessions met with the Russians, he did so as the chairman of the Armed Services Committee. And that's the sort of thing that you would expect. I mean, there are people who meet with Russians all the time. Mm-hmm. The question is, was there collusion? Was there some Russian influence in the election that had a bearing on the outcome? I don't think there's any evidence to support that claim, but that is the argument that the left is presently using against the Obama, this Trump administration.
Okay, the hack of the DNC emails, you don't think the Russians were behind that?
Well, they may have been, but again, did that have any bearing on the outcome? All of the hacking that occurred clearly presented the Hillary Clinton episode, her emails, mm-hmm. in the worst possible light. But it was all true.
Yeah, well,
it was never repudiated by the Democrats. They never said, this is all untrue. It turned out to be true.
We hear, I should note, that Vladimir Putin wasn't necessarily a big fan of Donald Trump, but he despised Hillary Clinton. Why was that?
Well, I mean, I think there are lots of reasons for it, but I'm not going to go into that argument. I mean, the argument that's valid here is, did the Russians play some sort of role in the outcome in this election? And I don't think there's any evidence to support that claim.
Okay. Do you think we'll find evidence?
You could make the argument that there was a lot of material that came out by Mr. Assange. And there's a lot of material that obviously damaged the Hillary Clinton reputation. Mm-hmm. Did it affect the way people voted? I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, if you told me that there was hacking of the machines, the voting machines, that's one thing. But keep in mind, in 1980, Carter actually asked the Russians to assist him in defeating Ronald Reagan. In 1983, Ted Kennedy, seeking the Democratic nomination for the presidency, said it's important for the Russians to assist me in this election.
How did Carter ask the Russians to help him?
It was a public comment that he made. We need Russian assistance in defeating Ronald Reagan.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, this was all part of the public record. And it was part of the public record in 1983 when Ted Kennedy made that claim. And it's also true that in 2008, the Chinese provided financial support to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Again, was there an investigation? No.
What's your sense of it? Do you think the Trump campaign was in communication and was aware that there were efforts, at least by Russia, to influence the election?
I don't think so. I think there are individuals who did engage in conversations. Look, Mike Flynn had a conversation with the Russian ambassador. During the course of that conversation, he said at some point we should be talking about sanctions. He didn't say we will talk about sanctions. All he said at some point we should be talking about sanctions. Now, again, he was at that point a private citizen. He knew that entire conversation was taped. And yet what happened afterwards is that it was leaked to members of the Washington Post.
Yeah.
That was a criminal act.
Tell me this, Dr. London. Do you think Director Comey is going to pursue any kind of criminal charges out of this investigation?
That's very hard to say. I mean, again, where is the evidence? It's a question of where the evidence leads him. Is there some sort of the sleeping gun, some smoking gun? I don't know. But again, I doubt very much, based on everything that we've read, based on the information that I have, that there is any collusion that has occurred between the Trump administration and the Russian government.
Okay. Do you think the FBI should take a closer look, at least investigate it more closely?
Oh, I think it's appropriate. It's appropriate for the Senate to engage in this kind of investigation. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with that. I have a problem, however, with some of the charges that have been made, particularly charges that have been directed at Senator Sessions, when they said, well, why were you talking to these Russians? This almost sounds like a McCarthyite investigation.
Yeah,
well, I mean, of course he talked to Russians.
Obviously,
because he talked to Russians.
There's a political aspect of this whole thing at this point. Dr. Herb London with us, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Director Comey also said no evidence of wiretapping of President Trump or President-elect Trump at the time. Are you satisfied with that?
I am satisfied with that. I mean, again, were there FISA applications? That's something that I would like to know. Mm-hmm. And that would be helpful in making any determination of this kind.
Okay. Do you think President Trump should have not brought this whole issue forward the way he did then?
Well, I think that one of the problems with President Trump is that very often he shoots from the hip. And if I were an advisor, I would say to him, look, take that cell phone, pack it away in a place that you will never find it again. Mm-hmm. Do not engage in any tweeting. It's not a way to make policy. It's not a way to arouse the public. Do not rise to all of the bait that's coming from the extreme left in the Democratic Party.
Now, in terms of the work Director Comey is doing, should he remain in his post? Are you confident of what he's doing here?
Well, again, this is another very difficult question to answer. I mean, it seems to me that Comey is obliged to do a kind of objective, dispassionate analysis of the evidence that is before him. Mm-hmm. If he does that, that's fine. If it becomes politicized, like so many of the other events that we've seen in recent history, then it's not so fine. I think that what you need is a government that the people of this country can count on. If you are engaged in making every decision, a political decision, seeing what kind of outcome benefits my party or my people, that is not healthy for the democracy.
Hmm. Dr. Herb London with us here on 1320 WILS. So this, how much longer do you imagine this Russian interfering with our election story going on at this point?
Well, there are some on the left who are going to use this as a way to demonize the Trump administration. They're not going to let go as long as members of the press continue to assail the Trump administration and use this as a way to attack Trump. Again, I don't think it's going away that easily.
Yeah, but what they point to, they keep pointing to his taxes, saying, look, show us your taxes. We want to see if there were any real financial connections between you and Russia. Would that help at all, you think?
I think probably showing his taxes is a good idea. And it's good for a variety of reasons, including the transparency that I think is necessary when a man is president of the United States. I have no problem with that concern. But at the same time, I think that a lot of conclusions are being drawn that are unwarranted. And as I indicate, I have no problem with an investigation. I do have a problem when it becomes politicized.
So do you view President Trump as being somehow favorable to the Russians in ways previous presidents have not been?
Oh, no. I don't buy that line at all. Look, there are areas where there's clear convergence of interest, and then there are areas of obvious divergence. One of the things that's happening on the world stage today is that the Russians, I think, have become very disenchanted with the Iranian alliance that they have managed to put in place.
Okay.
And that's because the Iranians have larger ambitions in the Middle East that could force the Russians into a war that they do not want to engage in.
How so?
And so there is an opportunity for Trump.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
There's an opportunity for Trump. Well, here you have Hezbollah that not only accumulating weapons against Israel, but last week Israel was forced to attack Hezbollah in Syria. It was a major attack using the arrow for the first time. And this was a very important development to Israel, but more important, it demonstrated something about the offensive that is now being adopted by Hezbollah. Hezbollah is tied into Iran. Iran is tied into Russia. Russia does not want to be involved in this kind of larger regional war. They've accomplished their goal. They wanted to be ensconced in the East Mediterranean. They are. They wanted a carrier force in Tartus. They got it. Yeah. They wanted a larger airport in Latakia. They got it. So their goals have been accomplished.
So
they're not interested in fighting a larger regional war.
In Iran, they doesn't care about if Russia pulls back in any way? Is that it?
I think they'll care, but I think that this is an opportunity for Trump. All I'm saying here is that there may be areas of convergence,
yeah,
where Trump could possibly peel off the Russians from the Iranians and say, help us control the Iranians and their sponsorship of terrorism in the Middle East.
Well, that would be revolutionary. Dr. Herb London
that
with us, a president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of many books. His latest, Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Dr. Herb London on WILS. Thank you, Dr. London.
Always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you, sir.